Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is Alan Hocco, actor, writer, and executive producer of the new CBC miniseries Caught. Alan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're all the way in England right now working on Frontier, so I really appreciate this. Caught debuted on February 26th. It's based on Lisa Moore's Giller-nominated book. What is the series about?
It's almost like a five-part movie. It's a serialized show. It's the story of a number of people who are drawn together through a set of circumstances that are tied together on this kind of epic, rocking kind of journey. We meet David Slaney, who I play, breaking out of prison in New Brunswick. And we follow these people. There's a police officer who's chasing him, played by Paul Gross, and a DEA agent who gets sucked into it through Paul Gross's character, played by Anuka Akuma. And I'm pushing forward to kind of reunite with my old partner in crime, Brian Hearn, played by Eric Johnson. I went to jail 5 years previous because Eric Johnson and I had done this big bust, big drug deal, and we got busted, and I got arrested, and he got away. He kind of left my character holding the bag, and he's got to atone for some things. And on the journey to get to him, there are a series of twists and turns that kind of heighten the stakes in every way for every character, and you kind of should expect the unexpected, and it's a hell of a ride.
It is. I've been really enjoying it. You said you connected with the book as soon as you read it. What about it spoke to you?
So much about it spoke to me. The characters, the time, you know, the period set in the 70s. There's a lore, there's an actual story that this kind of whole thing has got to be loosely based on. The book in particular is inspired by, I'm sure, a series of drug deals and busts that happened in the 70s with a group of guys. And a bunch of people I know were part of that. And I've known the story for years. And I just was really drawn to that tale and how it's never been told. And a friend of mine, a guy who works in our transport department, Gareth Sexton, lived a big part of that. And I brought him out as a consultant for the show to kind of take us through, at least myself, what it would feel like to have gone down this way to escape from prison, to be doing these kinds of deals. So it was kind of, it was a collection of things that really inspired me. Plus, I'm a huge fan of Lisa's work.
Was there any element of wanting to focus on a sort of darker story? Because Republic of Doyle, which many of your fans know you from, which you also wrote, produced, and starred in, some people are calling Caught the grown-up version of Doyle. So was there any appeal for you in creating something a bit more serious?
Yeah, I love comedy. In fact, doing Frontier and Caught is driving me to want to write another comedy. But it was something fun about the idea of really kind of trying to tackle something, an intense drama that I veer towards drama. I like them both equally, I'll be honest with you. But as an actor, I veer towards the dramatic side because it's always been my go-to. And I wanted to experiment with that in this story. I felt like it really had to live in the earnest world versus the slapstick world.
Well, you mentioned that you know some of the people who were involved in some of the stories that may have inspired the book, Caught. And your company, Take the Shot Productions, is based in St. John's. Caught, Frontier, and Doyle are filmed in Newfoundland, at least in part. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to you to keep projects in Newfoundland and Labrador and to tell stories of Newfoundlanders?
I just think it's a wonderful opportunity for the province to bring an industry, to have a flourishing, vibrant industry that's not typical to what the island provides or is used to. We've always had an industry there, tons of producers before us were, laid the brickwork for this, but at the magnitude that we're running now, no one's done it at this level. And I just would really like to keep doing it. I love living there. I love families there. I love the place. I always have. I also like producing in Canada. I like the idea of producing international work in this country and producing domestic work that goes internationally. It's just something I've always been really passionate about.
What's next for Take the Shot Productions? Frontier Season 3 is currently in production.
Yep.
And is there any chance Caught could be renewed for a second season?
Oh yeah, we're talking about it. We're all very excited about the material and would love it. So
That'd be fantastic.
enjoyed it. Yeah, it ends in a way that it leaves it open for a future that was the design, but we'll see.
Well, the final episode of Caught, Season 1, airs Monday, March 26th at 9 p.m. on CBC. You can also catch the first four episodes on demand and follow at Caught CBC and at Alan Hawke on Twitter for the latest news. Alan, congratulations. I'm really looking forward to the final episode, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Amanda. It was lovely to talk to you.